We're visiting with Chase County head boys basketball coach Cade Witt on the area coach's corner. And coach, it's about ready to get underway in full force. A 2022 portion of the schedule. Your team, first off, let's look back at the before Christmas break. Go 3-3. How'd you feel about the way your team played in those first six games?
I thought we had a lot of improvement. We had a tough game to start off with Central Heights, but I thought we played pretty well in the Harrington Invitational. Got some good experience with some guys playing. And then right before break, we had a tough loss against Northern Heights. Lost by three. I thought we saw some good things in that game, but we just need to be more consistent in our scoring and our defense. We kind of went back and forth with our quarters. We had a couple strong quarters, but then we had a couple quarters where we weren't able to score very well, and then our defense allowed them to take the advantage of us there.
How valuable was the extra time to be able to just get into the gym during the Christmas break for your basketball team?
It was good. We had obviously before break we found a couple things we could work on, and over the last couple weeks we got in, and it gave us some time to do a little bit of skill work too. Sometimes during the season it's hard to to set some time aside for some skill work, but we were able to utilize some time for that as well.
We're visiting with Chase County head boys basketball coach Cade Witt on the area coach's corner. And as you look at this team, what is it that really has you excited about the next 14 games?
I think it's just where we can finish at. We came in with not a ton of experience at the varsity level. We got some guys playing who haven't played in a couple of years. So we've had a couple close games, a couple close losses. And what we're excited about is we know we may not be playing to our potential at the moment, but we think over the course of the next 14 games, we're hoping that we're peaking towards the end of the season.
Your first game out of the chute for 2022, not an easy one. You'll be going up against Osage City, one of the top teams in Class 3A. For tomorrow night's game, is there a next step you'd like to see your guys take?
The next step we would like to take is just to, to play every possession tough, offense and defense. So we know they're going to be a tough team. They have scores inside and out. So tomorrow we're really just hoping to really focus on our defense and kind of allow us to hopefully control a little bit of the tempo of the game. So we're hoping to just make sure we're in the right rotations and the right spots on the defensive side, and we're hoping that will help us out on the offensive side.
And as I look at the schedule, and we talked about this before we started the interview, this week and next week, and then it's league tournament time, not a lot of time to really get things, maybe solidified going into the league tournament. So does that put maybe a little extra emphasis on what you guys want to try to accomplish here these next 2 weeks?
Yeah, you only see a team once before the league tournament, so – these first games, that's going to set up your seed for the tournament. So we're really hoping, the next 2 weeks, they're all going to be tough games, but we're looking to just improve, hopefully get a few wins here before the league tournament. And obviously after that, we see the second half of the season. So, we're just hoping that over the course of the next four games, we get some good looks at the other team, and hopefully that gives us a good record going into the league tournament.
Coach Witt, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Osage City. Good luck these next 2 weeks, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again in 2 weeks.
All right, thank you.
That's Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt on the area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Kansas Graphics, Citizens Day Bank, and by Griffin Real Estate on KVOE Live and Local.